They seem to time these things before very important fixtures. And as you say, here we are sat today, and it goes on to 11 o'clock tonight. We have an important fixture tomorrow, so you're quite right. It's not an ideal situation, but it's something you have to deal with in this day and age, and we will.
And Alex Pritchard has come in on loan from Tottenham for the rest of the season. What do you and Tony like about him?
Well, he's a very talented player, and we followed him. He's done well. He's gone out on loan to Swindon, what was that, a couple of years ago, I think, and then Brentford after that, and did very well. And, you know, hopefully he's matured even more now. I think he's 22. And hopefully he's ready to make an impact in the Premier League now. And, you know, hopefully he'll come here and do a good job and excite the fans.
So how do you see him fitting in? What sort of role have you got in mind for him?
Well, he can play in a number of positions, but he's a good little footballer. But obviously we've got to assess that. Now we've got him inside the club, we've got to assess his fitness and, you know, his adaptability, if you like, where we can use him in our team. But certainly, hopefully, he can be, you know, featuring the team between now and the end of the season.
And Sandro, you brought in at the back end of last week, very different player to Alex Pritchard, but clearly, again, somebody you hope will make an impact in the short term, at least.
Yes, I certainly hope he's going to make an impact. He's an excellent player, top player. Really pleased to have brought him here. Again, the only sort of doubt there is he hasn't played probably for 4 weeks or something, so might be a little bit behind the game with that, but we hope that we can get him up to full speed and he'll make a big impact here.
And there's still a few hours to go. Is that going to be that or not?
Well, it's nothing imminent, but you never know on transfer deadline day. It only takes a phone call from someone somewhere and you're up and running again. As I say, whether anything happens or not, I should still be here at 11 o'clock tonight on the off chance that something might happen. So, that's deadline day stuff. And then it's not just me, by the way. There's loads of other members of staff will be here because you just have to in case something happens.
And Saido Berahino missed training today. Just clear up what the situation is with him, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, he picked up a dead leg on the weekend. He came out and tried it, and it wasn't right. So he went in. He went in for treatment, and the doctor assessed it, gave him the treatment that was required, and then sent him away because of the media that were gathering really to look for a big story. So I think it was just better if he goes away and rests up, and we'll check his fitness again tomorrow.
Because inevitably people are putting two and two together and getting five here, aren't they, with him?
Well, there is that to it, and that's the problem. I mean, there's a lot of attention about non-footballing, well, non-playing stuff, let's put it that way. It's much better on Saturday when he's scoring two goals and people are talking about him for the right reasons. I think all this transfer activity talk is distracting, for him and for everybody else. I think, as I mentioned earlier, the old system in the old days, I'll go back down there, but where you could transfer players throughout the season, and then you had to have it all done by the last Thursday in March, and that system I always thought worked very well. They've now introduced this other system where they have two transfer windows and they always make sure that it finishes about midnight the day before a game, and it just makes it very difficult for everybody and distracting.
But expecting him to be here and involved in the Swansea game?
Yes, as long as his fitness is OK, he'll be involved in the Swansea game, yeah.